It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Our next headline comes from a sports bra, literally. The words, "not your business," were written in black ink on the sports bra of Slovenian skier Tina Maze. On Sunday, while waiting to compete in the World Cup Super G race, Maze dropped her suit to reveal that message. It came in response to an uproar in the world of international competitive skiing over Maze's choice of underwear. Specifically, she had been accused of wearing a sort of full-body sheath with plastic parts that her accusers say might give her an unfair advantage on the slopes. For more on the flap, we're joined by Greg Dutrinco, editor-in-chief of Ski Magazine. And Greg, let's start with the underwear. It's now been tested. What is it exactly?
Well, apparently it is a full-body stocking. And in all competitive sports, there are regulations on equipment. And in competitive skiing, what you wear is a piece of equipment. So essentially, she's being accused of something no different than doping. It's about clothing. It's not as intrusive as doping, but she is accused of having an unfair advantage because of what she is wearing.
But she's wearing this under other garments. How could she benefit from what's underneath her pants and her top?
Sure. Good question. In competitive skiing, the difference between first place and fifth place can be a matter of hundredths of a second. In a downhill course, the racers can hit 70, 80 miles an hour. So you can imagine the advantage of even a little bit of wind resistance can do. It can literally move you up the ranks from someone off the podium to someone on the podium winning a medal.
Even though the wind in question would have to first go through her outer clothing for her inner clothing or underwear to be an issue in terms of how much resistance there would be.
Sure. I think the best way to think about this is remember the swimsuit controversy back at the Beijing Olympics.
Yes.
There was a big huff about that. Pretty much the same thing. You can almost consider a skier's undergarments to be like a swimsuit, and the effect is exactly the same, whether you're going through wind or whether you're going through the water. It's all about going faster, less resistance, faster you go, and more frequently you win.
Well, for now, it seems that Tina Maze was not in violation of any rule when she wore this. That's been established. But what can we expect in the future?
You have to realize in competitive skiing, the ruling group, it's called the FIS Swiss base, has regulations on absolutely everything. What you're skiing on, your skis, your boots, your bindings, the clothes you wear. And I expect the FIS fairly quickly will make a general rule on undergarments. How big they can be, full suits, not full suits, and more importantly, exactly the material that they can be made of. It does give a true competitive advantage with these wind-resistant undergarments. So the FIS will take this seriously. They'll get themselves together around a big table, and they probably will make a ruling fairly shortly.
One way to go would be to say everybody could buy wind-resistant undergarments, so make them legal for everyone.
They tend more than to allow everyone to do it. FIS is a fairly conservative group. What they tend to do is they tend to restrict rather than expand. They have a history of that. That doesn't mean they will do that, but in general, I would be guessing that they tend to restrict things rather than open it up to more open interpretations.
Now, I visited the very entertaining website of Energia Pura, the Italian firm that evidently makes the controversial garment. I would think they have a lot riding on this.
I say it's a safe bet that there'll be a bunch of European magazines with comely ladies modeling these shortly in spreads. No question about it.
Okay, that's Greg Dutrinco, the editor-in-chief of Ski Magazine, speaking to us from Boulder, Colorado. Greg, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, guys.